Hello. Thanks for joining me today and welcome to this week's episode. My name is Blessing Aladis, I'm your business English coach for Middle Eastern business owners. Are you ready? Let's go. Hello everybody, how are you doing today? Alright, today's topic will be bad. Those who find it hard to talk well in English, German languages. Thanks for joining me. Alright, let's move on. Mahmoud found it hard to talk in English during meetings because he was confused. He didn't know how he could talk well in English even after he joined different private English classes. In the same way as Mahmoud, many Middle Eastern founders with weak English skills have joined different private English classes but can't talk well in English. You think you need perfect English skills so you won't make grammar errors when you talk in English during meetings. You don't want to sound bored when you talk in English, so you keep quiet when you need to talk in important meetings with your clients, your partners or investors. How long do you want to keep quiet when you need to express yourself well in English during meetings? If you're a Middle Eastern founder and you find it hard to talk well in English during important meetings, use the tips that I will give you today to learn how to express yourself well in English during meetings, how to talk better. In English, Mahmoud couldn't speak English confidently during meetings with his clients. He tried many ways to develop strong English skills for his business, yet he couldn't speak English confidently. Mahmoud spent a lot on private English classes, but he couldn't improve and his weak English skills were affecting his business. He wasn't happy because he was losing money because of his weak English skills. Mahmoud knew that he had to take more action to develop strong English skills that would help his business grow. He joined my one-on-one VIP English program for 8 months. In just 8 months of working one-on-one with me, Mahmoud began to speak English with greater confidence with his clients and partners. He didn't only wish to develop strong English skills to grow his business. He took action every day to develop the strong English skills that he needed to help his business make more money. Are you wishing for or taking action to develop the strong English skills you need to grow your business? These are the two ways many startups like you can benefit. And the first one is join the one-on-one VIP English coaching program for VIP many startups like you to develop strong English skills to grow your business within 8 months. Investment starts from $4,057 per month to $12,170 per month. And the second one is premium English proofreading, editing, reviewing, and rewriting of your top secret documents for error-free documents. The investment starts at $2,500 per month for 10 pages of your top secret documents every month, 24-hour delivery. You can develop strong English skills that can help you get more business deals internationally. You only need to send me a message in WhatsApp. Kindly go to www.friendlycoach.com/link. Check the description of this business English podcast and tap the link you say. www.friendlycoach.com/link. Tap on it to send me a message directly on WhatsApp or Facebook Messenger. 85% of many self-founders with weak English do this. You overthink the words you want to say in English during meetings with your clients, partners, and investors. You do this because you are not confident in yourself. You fear that you can make many grammar errors. You think you will be judged based on how you talk in English. When you do all these similar things, you can't speak English confidently during meetings. What do you need to do to speak English confidently during meetings with your partners, your clients, and your investors? The first thing you need to do is prepare yourself. prepare everything you need to say in English before the meeting. And the second one is stop thinking a lot about what you want to say during meetings. And the third one is speak English during meetings. The first one is prepare yourself before the meeting. Prepare everything you need to say in English before the meeting. And during the meeting, stop thinking a lot, even if you make grammar errors. Like, continue talking. Yes, I said it. All right? Make sure you speak English when you prepare yourself and you do not say anything. There's no way you're going to improve. So I need to use these three tips to help you speak English confidently through meetings. As they are five more tips that I need to give you. All right? Also, you can send me a voice message. You can tell me, or send me a message in WhatsApp. You can tell me the tip you like first. All right? The tip you like first. That's the question for this week. Make sure you check it out and make sure you send me a reply. Imagine how great it would be if you can develop strong English skills that can help your business grow worldwide. Fear of making grammar errors stops you from speaking English with your clients. My mom tried to speak English during meetings, but had no confidence to do so for many years. Just like him, many meetings have founders with weak English skills find it hard to speak English during meetings with their clients, partners, or investors. You sign up for private English classes, but wonder why you can't speak English confidently in meetings or events. You try so hard to speak confidently, but the fear of grammar errors makes you keep quiet when you need to speak. And let me tell you this, the tips that I will give you today, or I'm giving you three, all the tips that I will give you today won't help you if you don't use them every time for at least 3 months. Alright, let's move in. Are your weak English skills affecting your business? You have been using your English skills for your business, but they are not helping your business grow. Your weak English skills make you think that you are not good enough to grow your business outside of your country. You signed up for business English classes, but your business English skills are still weak. You are not the only one. Many meetings and founders with weak English skills have attended many English classes but haven't developed strong English skills to help your businesses grow worldwide. Are you tired but struggling? Of struggling with weak English skills that are not helping your business grow. I have something for you if you want to take action to develop strong English skills for your business. You can get 7 fast ways to develop strong English skills for your business. You will learn how you can speak English confidently during meetings. You will learn how you can reply to emails and write business documents in English. You will learn how you can read business talk about better in English without relying on translators. How you can listen to and understand your clients, partners, and investors' words in English. Also, most importantly, you will get the tips that I give my VIP clients. In case you want yours, kindly go to www.vandalicoach.com/link. Once you tap on it, you will see a pop-up. Want to get 7 fast ways to improve your business English skills, something like that. You'll see a pop-up, kindly put in your best email address and your full name. Also, if you did not see that, it's fine. Once you tap on that link, www.fidelicash.com/link, go to the description of this business English podcast for you to save that link. Once you tap on it, you will save free business English tips. If you can see the pop-up, it's fine. So you will say free business English tips. Tap on it, put in your email address and your full name. Let's move on to the next. Are you taking action to develop strong English for your business? Are you taking action to develop strong English for your business? You can use your English skills for your business once a week and you hope to develop strong English skills that can help your business make more money. What man wish to develop strong English skills that could help his business grow but he hardly used his English skills for his business? He didn't speak to his clients in English, he didn't write or reply to emails or documents in English. He used translators to read because he thought English was too hard to read. However, his weak English skills started affecting his business when he wanted to expand it outside of his country. Oldman sent me a message and we worked together for 8 months to help him develop strong English skills for his business. He took action every day to build strong English skills that could help his business grow. He showed up for one-on-one live English classes to learn how to improve his weak English skills. He did the daily assignments to use his English skills for his business. He showed up almost every day for 5-minute video feedback on his daily assignments to help him improve faster. Was it easy for him? No. However, we all create time for important things. He took time out of his busy schedule and took daily action for 8 months and he got what he wanted. He developed strong English skills that helped him get more international business deals and partnerships. Just like he read and took action to achieve them. Are you tired of losing deals because of your weak English skills? Are you tired of being ashamed of your weak English skills? I have something for you if you are ready to take action and get what you want. Can you go to www.friendlylycoach.com/link to send me a message directly on WhatsApp or on Facebook Messenger. Let's see if we can work together. Are you a medium father with weak English? You use your English skills for your business once a week can help to develop strong English skills that can help your business make more money. Osman wished to develop strong English skills that could help his business grow, but he hardly uses English skills for his business. His weak English skills started affecting his business when he wanted to expand his business outside of his country, and he reached out to me. He took time out of his busy schedule and took daily action for 8 months and got what he wanted. Here are 2 ways I can help produce some founders like you. And the first one is, let's talk one-on-one for 8 months to help you improve your weak English skills and grow your business. Investment starts from $4,057 per month to $12,170 per month. And the second one is premium English proofreading, editing, rewriting, and reviewing of your top secret documents in English. The investment starts at $2,500 per month for 10 pages of your top secret documents every month, and you get 24-hour delivery. Can the DM grow? Go to www.fedlilycash.com/link. Check the description of this business English podcast. You will see www.friendlylycoach.com/link. Tap on it to send me a message directly. On WhatsApp, please note this is only for medium-sized founders. Alright, let's move on. And the first tip that I have here for you is this. If you find it hard to talk well in English to Americans, and the first tip that I have here for you is use 30 minutes to 1 hour to practice what you want to say during the meeting. And the next one is, remember to talk slowly and make sure your clients, partners, and investors understand your words well in English. And the third one is, listen carefully to what your clients, your partners, or investors say. Ask questions. If you don't understand anything, there's no shame in you asking. If that's something you don't know. And the next one is use simple English words that your clients, partners, and investors can understand, even if they have weaker English skills than yours. And the next one is, keep your sentences short. When you talk, keep your sentences short. And the last one is, be confident in yourself and do not worry too much about making mistakes. Don't worry too much about making mistakes. Even if you don't learn anything from this Business English podcast, this episode, I want you to learn this. And make sure you keep this in your mind. Be confident in yourself and don't worry too much about making mistakes. In case you want me to help you out, let me share to me. And in case you want to buy me coffee, you want to support me, you can go to www.friendlycoach.com/link. Share the description of this Business English podcast. Alright, and I'll love you and leave you. Thank you. Thanks a lot and see you next week. Bye.
's been up, so thank you. All right, I appreciate you with all my heart, and please do not forget to like, subscribe, and share this podcast. Also, do not forget to get free business English tips from me to his son business owners. Go to friendlilycoach.com/link to get yours. friendlilycoach.com/link to get yours. Need more free time, error for business documents, business guardrails, and 100% privacy, premium English proofreading, and editing of your important business documents? DM proofread. Go to friendlilycoach.com/link and tap on WhatsApp to DM proofread. Join 101 VIP English coaching programs for medium and business owners. It's only for 8 to 12 months. Step-by-step English coaching programs to help medium-sized business owners get more business deals and expand their business internationally with improved business English skills within 8 to 12 months. DM 101, go to friendlilycoach.com/link and tap on WhatsApp to DM 101. Alright, how do you spell friendlilycoach.com? I'm sure you can see my name, Friendly Coach, write it together in small letters and add .com/link. You can also check the description of this podcast episode and the URL friendlilycoach.com/link. Tap on it and tap on WhatsApp to DM me now. Thanks once again for joining me and see you next time. Bye.